Makoni told journalists in the capital today the draft constitution has serious shortcomings, which the government is trying to hide from the people, hence the rush to the referendum.
We believe that it was deliberately designed to deny the people of Zimbabwe knowledge of what's in this draft so as they can vote on the say-so of their leaders. We already know that there are political parties which are whipping their followers into line. The meetings that are being held are not explaining. They're simply saying the Politburo has resolved that we support it, so you must support it. The National Executive Committee has resolved that we support it, so you must support it.
Makoni said people must not be pushed by the positions of three parties to adopt the charter. He says it is not a perfect document. Makoni said ZANU-PF and the MDC formations in government have publicly said they will amend the draft if they win elections, but have not given satisfactory reasons why people must support a document they want to change the moment they get power.
Even they don't believe that it is good. But because they want a bridge to election, they are asking us to accept this constitution, again, for political expedience. The COPAC leaders, especially the co-chairpersons, have repeatedly stated that this draft constitution is not the best. But they recommend it on the grounds that it contains, I quote, incremental gain. They do not explain why they did not produce the best constitution. And they do not explain why the country should accept a less than best constitution.
He said there is no reason for Zimbabweans to vote for a less than best constitution, saying its rejection will not paralyze the country as it has a current constitution in place already. Makoni, who came third after Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and President Robert Mugabe in the 2008 presidential elections, said Zimbabwe's crisis does not stem from a bad constitution.
EPA leaders, the inclusive government and COPAC conspired to put our people on a constitutional high, expecting their problems will be solved by the production of a new constitution. Our problems result from poor governance. Our problems arise from a lack of care and concern for the people by those who are in leadership. Our problems arise from the cruelty, the arrogance, and the impunity of public officers.
Makoni said Zimbabwe's crisis in the last 20 years was a result of a bad, incompetent, and uncaring leadership. While acknowledging some good sections in the draft constitution, Makoni said his party is rejecting it on the basis of its discrimination against women, on the death penalty, and the maintaining of two chambers of parliament and its expansion, among other provisions. Makoni, who joins other smaller parties and organizations such as MDC 99, the National Constitutional Assembly, and the International Socialist Organization, in a no-vote campaign, however, says his party will respect the outcome of Saturday's referendum. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.